In the name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you. Today's gospel is all about life and abundance and fullness and richness and meaning. Yael Goldblatt was Rabbi Dan's wife. She died a couple years ago. She told me the story of her family growing up in Warsaw, Poland. And when the Nazis invaded, the family, of course, panicked. They grabbed mementos and prepared to flee. The grandmother of the family said, "Drop everything, put it back, and stuff your pockets with potatoes." Which they all did, from the youngest to the eldest. Every pocket, pant, shirt, vest, coat, stuffed with potatoes. Nazis came, arrested them, and deported them. Nazis do that. You know, they like to deport people. They ended up in Siberia. The other prisoners, when they got off the train, said, "Do you have any food? We're so hungry." And the grandma said, "Are you starving?" They said, "We're so hungry." "Are you starving?" "No." So they planted all the potatoes, ate a few of them, and that spring they had a potato harvest, and that's what kept all of them alive for all the years of the war. That is an abundant life thinking. It is not strictly mystical wisdom. It is pragmatic. That's why we come to church, too. I come here to get more pragmatic in my life, more realistic, right? Isn't that what some of you wanted to say this morning? I'm so glad, Steve, that it's always so realistic when we're here. Yeah, because it is. These aren't optional things in life. This is wisdom provoking abundant living. "My sheep hear my voice. They listen to the voice. They discern the voice. They detect the voice. They're attentive to the voice, that voice which speaks not so much through our ears, but through our hearts and our guts, and it makes a difference in our lives." I have retreated, as you know, at the Redwoods Monastery up the coast, in the old growth sanctuary forest, which is filled with redwood trees 2,000 years old, and there's one 3,000 years old, which I might tell you where it is. The community was founded by Belgian women back in 1962. Over the years, another 8-10 women have joined them. A couple years ago, they were celebrating an anniversary, 40th or so. The women gathered together amongst themselves to share what has moved and shaped your life and your spiritual life in all of these years as part of the Cistercian or Trappist monastic community. Now, you know their strong suit is listening. Yeah, that's what they're dedicated to, is listening. It's probably the toughest place I ever preach, because they're all really listening. And so I got to preach there for many years, probably around 15 years, the Sunday Mass, and other members living in the area would come to that. And one time, and I'd certainly been preaching here 10 years, one of the monks sat way back. They sit facing each other, but in this kind of proximity, she would have been sitting back by the baptismal font. And I said to myself, that's strange. There's nobody else back there. But she did. And after the service, she told me, she said, you know, your preaching really touches me. And I'm very moved, but I thought after all these years, maybe something else is getting to me. Maybe it's the community, maybe it's the people, it's the you know, the humor and things that contribute. Maybe I better test this. And so she sat way in the back. Would distance make a difference? She said it didn't. She said, I heard the voice. Now, it's a nice compliment. Of course it is. That's not what she was listening for. She was listening for the voice. So it was a bit of a surprise when a few years later, the community had gone through some stuff, but you know, Catholics, they do this thing from time to time. You yank the chain, right? Pull in the reins. Go back to being Catholic. You know what I'm talking about? And so, they informed me, a day or two after I arrived, Steve, you're no longer allowed to preach. They won't let us let you preach. Okay. Another monk happened to just walk by at that moment, heard all this, and as she walks by, she says, it doesn't matter. If you listen to him when he reads the scriptures, it's a homily. And she kept going. These are people who listen. They had a windfall. Do you know what that is? The word literally means trees that topple over. Back in the day, when they collapsed, you would either use the wood or you could sell it. They had a windfall, huge storm, knocking down Douglas firs. About 15, 17 of them. And they could get somewhere between $7,000 to $9,000 for each tree. So they sold some of them because they need money too. They sold about 10 of them and then they put the other 7 in the creek. So it's up in the bank here, right, coming down, 45-degree angle. 7 trees worth that much money in the creek because the fish were being bound up. There'd been some clear cutting in the area. They were killing them atoll stream and creek. So they heard the fish people and they heard the tree people and they were listening for the water people. We might do that someday, right? $7,000 a tree, 7 of them just because the creek needed it, and the land needed it, and the earth needed it, and they were listening. Listening. Well, one of the monks has now attained a great age. Been friends for years, and we usually have a conversation during the course of my stay there. So we made an appointment to have a conversation. But I found this out from a younger monk who accompanied my friend after we had spoken. They arrived where we were going to meet, and before I got there, the old monk who's now compromised said, what's his name? What's his name? I can't remember his name. What's his name? And the younger monk then said, his name doesn't matter. You know him. Talk to him. We had a great conversation. And at that conversation, the monk said, "You know, I'm losing my capacities. Not the same person I was. So now I'm down to my last prayer. God, keep me close." Keep me close. I was talking with a mother the other day. It's a couple college-age kids. She was not feeling good about, "I don't know if I did my best by my kids." You know, anybody have that sensation? You know, as parents, we all fail. Can I say that for the record? But I said, it doesn't matter. You acted with loving intentions. You offered your best. But the crucial thing is that down deep, they know they are loved. And they will carry that for a lifetime. And they will call upon it when crises come. But they may not say thank you for another 15 years. That's how it goes. They are loved. And that's what matters. My sheep hear my voice. They listen. They learn. They detect. They discern. Oh, and by the way, Jesus says at the end of the gospel today, "And I've got sheep who you've never met, who are not even part of this fold, who belong here. They're listening too." Don't think it's just the Christians who've got it together. Nope. No. They belong because they are listening to my voice. Potatoes, redwood trees, listening, voice, abundant life. Keep us close. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.